We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
It's game week at long last. We could finally say it, everyone. Thanks for being with us. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast is on the air. Dan and Wolf here for Eastern Kentucky week, and we have a good one for you. We'll be breaking down Eastern Kentucky a little bit here as West Virginia prepares to do battle in game one of 10 of this 2020 season. Jared Dagey, QB1, will be coming by the program, plus his quarterback coach as our distinguished guest here on the show. Wolf, never thought we would get here. Good to be back with you, brother.
It's a relief, and it is awesome to be back with you, Danny. And it's awesome that we're going to actually have a game this week, it looks like, Eastern Kentucky University. I think Mountaineer Nation is fired up, even though there's no fans going to be in the stadium. It doesn't matter. They're all going to be glued to the TV, and this is still Mountaineer football, and our Mountaineer fans, Mountaineer Nation, will always be there.
And coming up next, we'll get a quick snapshot of EKU. So stay with us. We're back in just a moment.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
All right, back here on the Mountaineer Insider Podcast, before we hear from Jared Dagey, this is a team that Neil Brown said on Tuesday at his press conference that wants to run the ball. They've got some FBS transfers, some from Tennessee, some from UConn. This is a run-first team. They weren't able to really establish the run much at all against Marshall in a 59-0 loss. But as they say in that old cliche, right, the most improvement from week one to week two. So what they put on film down in Huntington last Saturday, Wolf, is probably not going to be the same team that shows up here to the University City on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it's a first year. Walt Wells is a first year head football coach and taking over a program that he's been very experienced with, but at the same time, it's always difficult. I remember my first game, Danny's a head football coach, and we went against one of the better junior college teams. And if you want to talk about getting routed, we certainly did. And I learned a lot that game that week. And again, what you say, first and second week is a huge improvement, the biggest of the season usually. And that is true for in this case as well. So the Mountaineers actually got to really prepare, but they got to prepare for this, Danny. They got to prepare for themselves. Okay, because after this game, it's all Big 12. It's all Big 12. There's no other games to tune up on. This is your tune-up game. Worry about yourself. Worry about your assignment. Worry about what you're doing. Worry about what you're doing collectively as a team and get after it. And don't even care. There's no fans in the stands that this team got routed last week against Mark. Who cares? It's about you. Get yourself better.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that because this team – Wolf, in a vacuum, just is better. As far as running the ball better, Neil Brown said pointedly in his Tuesday conference, we better be better. So looking forward to that.
And he means it.
Yeah, looking forward to more continuity on the offensive line. I think the whole is better than the sum of the parts. Defensively, I think that this team is going to be very formidable defensively, particularly up front. And, of course, the wide receiving core, you can hang our hat on its strength, I think, is one of the better units that we have top to bottom. So stay with us. We'll talk to QB1 when we return. Looking forward to chatting with Jared Daigle. He really impressed in a very short sample size, but we're talking about two Big 12 road wins against K-State and TCU. That is nothing at all to diminish, and it was a fierce competition with Austin Kendall again. Jared edged him out. A little more consistency from Jared Daigle, and he's a Mountaineer guy living in West Texas in Lubbock, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. He was bypassed by a lot of Big 12 teams. We might have a little Skylar Howard situation sort of reemerging here. Remember how he carried that with him his entire WVU career, and I think he's got a game circled on his calendar, and that's the one when the Red Raiders come here to Morgantown. So we'll hear from Jared Daigle when we return. It's the Mountaineer Insider Podcast.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always. Whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Well, Jared, it was another tough competition in camp. You were able to come out as the starting quarterback. First off, how does it feel to win a job against a really highly competitive quarterback?
Yeah, first of all, I'm honored. You know, I thank Coach Brown for, you know, just giving me the opportunity and believing in me. And I'm obviously excited because there was a lot of hard work put into that, and now I got to keep preparing and keep getting better and go win some football games.
How did they deliver the news to you that you won the job?
Neil, Coach Brown, Coach Reagan, and Coach Parker called me in the office and sat me down and, you know, just told me that they're proud of me and that I won the job, and then let's go win football games.
So now you've got the first one here against Eastern Kentucky. Did you ever believe that we would get to this point considering everything that we have gone through over the last 6 months, Jared?
You know, it was hard, but I always tried to stay optimistic. I always kept putting in the work just in case we did play. It was kind of just up in the air. Everything was up in the air, and it was hard to, you know, believe that we could play, but I always stayed optimistic. That we would, and I'm glad we're here and we're getting to play.
You know, a lot of athletes have put some videos on social media as it pertains to their alternative or unique training methods because, listen, everything that we do as a society, including training as a student athlete and trying to better yourself and improve your game, that was all affected by the pandemic. I'm curious, A, how that impacted you, and B, how you were able to adapt, improvise, and then overcome.
Yeah, I think the whole break over COVID, you know, just helped me. it made me a better football player, mainly because I got to focus on just me, you know. I went to work every day just focusing on fundamentals and getting better. And I had back home, I had a lot of places, you know, that people probably didn't have. I had an indoor facility, a football facility to go to, a weight room. So I had everything I needed, you know, to get better. And I think overall, you know, just this whole thing just made me a better football player overall.
Who did you train with and who helped you get better this offseason?
So my dad is a football coach as well. So he has the keys to a facility at a high school. And so I really just focused on quarterback stuff by myself and what the coaches wanted me to do. And then training-wise, I had a guy named Paul Springer who trained me out in Lubbock and got me in a couple facilities and got me right while I was over the break.
So you were out in Lubbock, Texas?
Yes, I was out in Lubbock over the quarantine break. Everybody really just got sent home, and so I was there for a couple months.
So what's it like residing and training in Red Raider territory?
Yeah, it's tough. I wear that flying WV with pride all around Lubbock. They kind of passed on me. My brother actually played there a couple years back, and so I grew up a Tech fan, but now I'm a Mountaineer, and, you know, I was wearing that fine WVU trying to show it off out in Red Raider territory.
How did that go over?
You know, a lot of friends and family that are there are West Virginia fans now. Wherever I'm at, they're going to support. And, you know, I think we might have some West Virginia fans out in Lubbock now.
So let me ask you this. Were there ever any conversations that you had with Texas Tech coming up? Did you always want to play for them? Is there any backstory there? Because I find it hard to believe that a quarterback, and we have this incident with Skylar Howard a few years back. He grew up right in the heart of Big 12 territory. He was passed over. Eventually, he was able to get to West Virginia, and he certainly enjoyed going back to Texas and having a whole lot of success in a 10-win season back in 2016. I'm curious as to whether or not you may or may not have been overlooked by some teams in the Big 12 coming up.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, my brother went to Tech. My family went to Tech. And, you know, growing up in Lubbock, I kind of wanted to go to Tech. But, you know, they didn't give me a shot. The only college offer I had was Bowling Green. And that's because my brother was a football coach there, and there was a bunch of Tech coaches there. So I went there. I had a few good years, and I decided I wanted to go play big-time football. And Coach Brown called me, and West Virginia wanted to give me a shot, and now I'm here, and I'm happy I'm here.
Well, I know that there's a lot of football to be played between now and that Texas Tech game, but suffice to say that you probably got that one circled on the calendar, among every single other one that you're going to play from now until then.
Yes, it's definitely circled and highlighted. And all those schools in Texas, just from being from Texas, being passed on a lot of schools from Texas, you know, they're all circled on the calendar, but Texas Tech might be highlighted a little more.
All right, so how important was last year to you? You didn't burn a red shirt. You were able to get valuable time. You were able to win some games. Can you even quantify or put into words how important that tail end of 2019 was for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just getting a couple games in the Big 12 Conference, and you know, I've said, like, I've almost played as many college football games as you could. I played the 2 years at Bowling Green, and then my 4 year red shirt, and then here comes the next two. So I've played probably as much football as you could possibly play in college, and I think that would be good, just to get a lot of film out.
How are you better now than you were last year? And what do you need to work on here moving forward to take your game to the level that you really envision it being at?
Yeah, I'm just more comfortable being around the players, more confident in the offense. And you know, I just know this offense like the back of my hand now. And now I just got to go out and execute and keep preparing, keep getting better, and I think we'll win a lot of football games.
So what's on that checklist? If you can give me a specifics, I know you're a team first guy. You want to win some games, but you know that starts at the quarterback position. So not necessarily from a statistical standpoint, but let's get down into the weeds and some of the elements of your game and where you really want to see growth and improvement.
Yeah, I just want to continue throwing the football, and you know, I'm not so worried about any individual goals. I think if we go try to win a Big 12 championship, all those individual goals will fall into place.
What have you learned about West Virginia, Mountaineer fans, WVU? You mentioned that you're displaying the flying WV back home with pride in Lubbock, Texas, of all places, Jared. Tell me what the last year and a half has been like for you to really gain a grasp and understanding of Mountaineer football.
Yeah, I think the fan base is just unbelievable. Knowing that you got 1.8 million behind your back, I've never really had that kind of support in my life from a fan base before. You know, in Lubbock, you have Texas fans, you have OU fans, you have TCU, Baylor, you have, you know, fans that like other schools. Here, it's everybody loves West Virginia, and that's it, and that's what I love about it so much.
Jared, does the team and do you have a true appreciation and understanding of what Saturday means, considering everything that this state and this country has gone through amidst this pandemic and social unrest? There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of folks who never believed that college football would be feasible. Heck, two of the five Power Fives are not even going to play this year, at least at this juncture. The fact that this day has actually arrived, does the locker room truly appreciate what this means to Mountaineer Nation?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, we're excited. You know, going through all this and just to finally play football and have some fun, everybody's excited and very grateful that we get to actually have this opportunity to play.
How much do you put it on your shoulders as a leader? I know your accountability teams have done so very well this offseason, grading out amongst the highest consistently to stop the spread, wear the mask, socially distance, all of the things that are really tough, quite frankly, for 18 to 22-year-old kids to be doing. Yet this team so far has done that, I think, exceptionally well. To be able to keep this thing going and to not take their foot off the gas, what sort of responsibility do you feel, and how does this team grasp that concept?
Yeah, you know, you just got to keep your teammates accountable and make sure they're doing the right things and make sure they're making the right choices outside of football, because at the facility, it's probably the safest place we could be. Everyone's getting tested three times a week. And it's just everybody has to make the right decisions outside of football for us to keep this thing going.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Jared, looking forward to seeing you in the 2020 debut against Eastern Kentucky as the starting quarterback. All the best to you and the crew, and we'll be rooting you on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jared Daigle, West Virginia quarterback.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call, Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Well, Coach Reagan, you know, a lot's gone on here over the last 6 months, and, you know, a quarterback position battle that went down to the wire here, just announced last week that you're going to go with Jared Daigle. What were the determining factors that allowed Jared to edge out Austin and secure this starting quarterback position?
I guess the number one thing would be consistency. You know, Daigle did a really good job, you know, all off season, and so did Kendall in the off season and going into fall camp of just staying consistent. And I would say that was a determining factor, is that Daigle was just a little bit more consistent than Kendall through fall camp. It was a close battle. Both of them have improved, and I look forward to seeing them playing on Saturday.
Where do you believe that Jared has improved most from last year? Because what we saw in that short sample size obviously proved to be very good on the field from a results standpoint. But, you know, you're getting into the nuance. You're splitting the hairs. You're trying to get him to be the best version of himself. And I'm curious where that improvement since our last game at TCU occurred.
To be honest with you, I think it's the knowledge of the offense and understanding exactly what we're trying to get done with each play call. Anytime you go into year one, you know, you're just trying to learn the bases of each play. Well, he had that down, and you know, and be honest with you, with COVID, and I'm sure every other quarterback coach in the country will say the same thing, due to COVID and not being able to practice and being allowed to have all those Zoom meetings prepared us more mentally at the quarterback position than probably in the 22 previous years that I've coached. So I would say just understanding the ins and outs of every play, every situation in football, and that he's just a smarter football player in general.
Why did Zoom prepare everybody so well mentally? And from the textbook side of things, I guess, because you're not the first player or coach that I have heard that from, Sean. And I'm curious, I want to get into the nuance of that and what the I guess, some of the benefits of this pandemic, the side effects, if you will, how they've been positive, if you could.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, you know, without spring ball, so we were able to meet, and honestly, I can't even remember the rules. It's been so many rules changes since March, but we had so many hours a week in the spring to meet with them via Zoom. We had so many hours a week in the summer to where when you add all those meeting times up, we got more during the pandemic than we would have if everything would have been normal. Because if everything would have been normal, yes, the positive is we'd have gotten the reps on the field in the spring, but the negative of that is you're still only meeting about 30 minutes a day during spring practice to where we were able to have, I think it was 3 to 4 meetings a week, up to an hour each during certain time periods of that pandemic. And you're just able to get we were able to slow it down, take it play by play, situation by situation, and basically break it down from ground zero all the way up. And I think it really benefited because we were able to slow it down for the freshmen like Garrett all the way to the returning guys like Daigie and Kendall.
Coach, do you see in the future, the way that Zoom, that has affected you these past few months, that it could be applied for in the future for the benefit of the program?
Oh, yeah, I really do. You know, to be honest with you, I don't think I even heard of Zoom until March 13th, the day after we got cut loose here for spring ball. But for sure in recruiting, I think it's a big deal. You can do the virtual tours. Like, you can get kids on to see campus without being on campus. You know, as much as we recruit the South, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, those kids have a hard time under normal circumstances getting up here. So you're able to show them and have meetings with them on Zoom as a recruiting visit. I think during recruiting, depending on what the NCAA rules state, if we're allowed to have player meetings during that week or 2 weeks that we're on the road to where, you know, during normal times, we're on the road recruiting in the middle of April and May, so we don't get to see our players. Well, if we're able to have some Zoom time with them, you know, you can still talk some ball, per se, if they allow us to do that moving forward in the spring via Zoom. So I think it can be a big benefit for us, for really everybody from a mental standpoint of playing the game, and especially a huge benefit in recruiting.
Yeah, Coach, moving on from the Zoom and into you played the first game against Eastern Kentucky University, but then it is right into Big 12 play after a bye week. You know, how important is it for you to have two quarterbacks minimum that you feel comfortable with that could actually go? Because we know that Austin Kendall played a lot of games last year. I think it was 9 altogether, and he performed well. He had 350 yards against Texas. I mean, you know, this is a battle between two quarterbacks that have playing experience, and they both are capable.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit. Both of them have playing experience, even Daigie at Bowling Green. You know, when Kendall started 9 games, like you said, here, and then Daigie started the last 3 of last season here, so we're dealing with two quarterbacks that have playing experience at West Virginia, and that can't go unspoken just from the experience level and understanding the offense. I don't think we'd miss a beat if something was to happen and we had to make a change. But at the same time, you know, I'm excited. excited about where both of them are. I'm really excited to see what Daigie can do just from the understanding of how he has grown in the offense. I think he's ready to go. He's excited. And we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Okay, great. Moving on to the future of the Mountaineers, and there's a quarterback that you have now as a true freshman. He was here for the winter and spring, well, the minimal right. spring, but he was here for the winter, and Garrett Green. And we've heard a lot of good things about him coming out, the way he's moved the third-team unit. To be quite honest with you, I don't know I've seen a third-team unit be as efficient during fall camp as I have ever seen. What do you think of Garrett Green and his strengths?
I'm excited about good. I think, you know, the one thing that sticks out, like if you're able to come to practice or when you get to come to practice, is his energy level. When he's on the field, it's just a different energy level. He's just got that outgoing personality. He loves football. He loves to be out there practicing. He takes advantage of every rep. And going back, not to bring up Zoom again, but going back to the pandemic, the Zoom meetings helped him out so much just from learning the offense, because he didn't have to worry about going out there and the high stakes of practice and being nervous. He basically got it from the middle of March to July 20th of nothing but Zoom meetings to learn the offense mentally before he had to go perform it. And I think that really helped him out, and I think he'd tell you the same thing.
Is he in a position in his development, Sean, that you believe that he could step into a game at this time and perform well at this level? Not saying that he will at any juncture this year. Maybe he will. I'm not certain. You could maybe lend some insight into that as well. But just give us an idea and quantify, if you would, his readiness level.
Yeah, I think if we had a package for him where he could concentrate on a certain amount of plays in practice, I think then he could be beneficial to us in a game. As far as just going out there running the entire offense, I'm not sure yet, but he's getting close to that. You know, he tends to make plays in the scrimmages. I think every scrimmage he's had a touchdown drive in. So he is very, very productive. There's just still some things, you know, and when I talk to quarterbacks, it's all about controlling eyes in the pass game. Sometimes his eyes get a little fast. Because the game is fast for him still. I mean, he was playing high school football a year ago. So I think as far as if he's going to play, I think we've just got to have a small package for him. And, yes, I do believe that he will have a chance to step on the field this fall.
Well, that's very, very encouraging and really looking forward to that. You've got some options at your disposal, Coach, and that's always a good thing, and we're looking forward to seeing all of them play out and contributing in some way, shape, or form throughout the course of this year. Hey, all the best to you, and we'll have you back on again before too long, but stay safe out there, and let's go get this first one.
All right, appreciate you guys having me. Y'all stay safe as well. Thank you.
West Virginia fans, stay up to date on all things Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. WVUSports.com has 24/7 access to all of your favorite Mountaineer teams. The site's modern design provides the same fan-friendly experience on a mobile phone as it does on a desktop computer. Watch videos, listen to podcasts, and read feature stories anytime, anyplace. WVUSports.com, the official home of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
All right, Wolf, back here on the Mountaineer Insider. So really feeling good about the quarterback situation, number one, and really feeling just good about this team and the way that Neil Brown has been able to lead it through perhaps the most difficult 6 months that any coach at any level will have to guide a team through, let alone 18 to 22-year-olds. At the professional level, coaches, they have their challenges, and they are working through their logistical situations. At the youth level, at the high school level, certainly there are plenty of challenges, but perhaps more so at the college level than any other sport. And what we have seen is we have seen organization, we have seen preparedness, we have seen a steady hand at the wheel. And any time that you're able to progress when everything around you is regressing, right? I mean, that is the ultimate compliment that I think that I could give to Neil Brown, is the fact that West Virginia got better during a pandemic and amidst perhaps some of the most social unrest that we've seen in our lifetimes recently.
Yeah, it's crazy times for sure right now, and COVID-19 has done a real curveball to the game of football and all of the our culture, I should say. But, you know, Danny, what I want to say about Neil Brown is he's been very meticulous in how he's approached this. I believe he's actually had a plan in place that in case something happened that could, you know, cancel a season or challenge a season, he had a place. He certainly did not see COVID-19 coming, but he something similar to that, the fact that what's our plan going to be if we can't have a season? So I thought he was really prepared. I see what he's doing and practices from him to our coaches, through our administration as well, as they are really taking care of our student athletes. They're making sure they're providing them in the safest possibility that they can be in that bubble. And actually, I think they're safer in the bubble than they are at any place, anywhere. So kudos to, you know, West Virginia Athletics. Kudos to Coach Brown and the coaching staff and the training staff as well. Oh. And, of course, Mike Joseph. I mean, it's everybody. It's a whole organization. They've done absolutely fantastic. I've watched it firsthand. And, again, I feel safe being in the bubble with them. Yeah. So, with that being said, it's like I am excited about this. The Mountaineers have done what they have to do to get ready to play for the season, and it's well deserved.
Yeah, I agree. And you mentioned Mike Joseph. Amanda Mazey doing a piece on him for our Saturday pregame show, mm-hmm. because you talk about unsung heroes. He and Vince Blankenship, a head athletic trainer, boy, they have really put in the work in a big, big way, and I think we're going to finally see it all come to fruition on Saturday against Eastern Kentucky. Well, that'll just about do it for us. Special thanks to David Conner, our producer back in our MSN studios, and all of our guests, Jared Dagey, QB1, and QB Coach. Again, airtime, 8:30, blast off, high noon, Go Mart Mountaineer Tailgate Show. Wolf Jed will join us, and we're looking forward to providing you 3.5 hours of terrific pregame coverage as we pass the baton to Tony Caridi and Coach Wallace for game 1 of 10 here from Morgantown against EKU. Let's do it, brother.
Tune in, baby.
All right. Stay with us, folks, for continuing coverage. Thursday evening, the Neil Brown Show presented by Kegler's. And then, as we mentioned, our game day coverage 3.5 hours prior to kick. Dan Zangrilli on behalf of Dale Wolfley. Hail West Virginia. Let's go, Mountaineers. Talk to you Saturday.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUsports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.